Wendy, if this was 1 week ago and I said to you or anyone listening, guess what? Peter Klinkscales is on the line. We're going to talk to Peter Klinkscales. What would your reaction be?
I'd be, who?
Yeah, who's Peter Klinkscales?
Now everybody knows.
Oh, boy. If you were watching the Iowa caucuses on Monday night, you probably saw Hillary Clinton making her speech at
nope,
the
I didn't see her
at the Olmsted Center, but you almost couldn't help but notice a zealous young man behind her with nothing but love and enthusiasm in his heart. Peter Klinkscales joins us right now to talk about what happened. Hi, Peter.
Hey.
All right, what's your deal? I'm coming right out here and asking you. You got 50-50 split with our listening audience. Some people, like myself, said, oh, yeah, that's kind of funny. This whole thing is a circus. But a lot of people are mad at you, dude.
That'll happen.
You don't seem to care.
It is what it is. No, not much.
So was this your goal? I know we have new news reports that you were going to bring a saxophone in or tried to get it in to get Bill Clinton to play it. I think he would have played it had you got it in.
Yeah, but apparently if you bring a black suitcase into a presidential rally, the Secret Service is suddenly your best friend. They really want to talk to you.
Right.
Okay, so if they've become your best friend and they don't let this crazy kid with a saxophone and a black case in, how in the world do you get behind the Clinton family?
Well, we attempted to bring my friend Tim and I, who actually played saxophone, so he was going to play with Bill Clinton was the plan, admittedly a pretty stupid plan. But he was going to try and play saxophone. They didn't let us in, so then we got in the general admittance line. And just waited out there for a little bit. Afterwards, we went upstairs, the event, and we were placed where the event was held. We went to, like, the general admittance area, which would be back to the camera. And I saw a group of people with lanyards heading toward the bleachers behind where Hillary would be giving her speech. And I thought, I might as well give it a shot. And I just walked back there.
Were you surprised that you got back there?
I mean, a little bit, but, you know, if you act like you belong somewhere, usually no one questions you.
That's true.
Peter, some people have suggested that you were planted there either by Bernie Sanders people or by any of the Republicans or by ISIS. I've heard a lot of rumors about that. Are you affiliated in any way, shape, or form with any of the other candidates?
No, I'm not at all. I'm an undecided voter, although a Trump supporter just bought me lunch after they recognized me because I guess they thought it was funny. So, no, I'm not affiliated with any candidate, especially not Trump. But, I mean, it was nice of that.
What about Hillary? You had her stickers on your face. Are you going to vote for Hillary? Are you a Hillary supporter?
I'm not a Hillary supporter. I'm not a supporter of any candidate. I would say I'm active politically. I just haven't really found someone that I can throw my support
right
behind.
Well, you seemed active Monday night. You were very active. You know that I was watching it on CNN, and I'm sure you're aware of this. The CNN cameramen actually had to lower their camera so that you wouldn't be featured as prominently. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
They cut the top part of Bill Clinton's head off because of you.
Yep.
Sorry, Bill. Really sorry about that.
All right.
Come back to Iowa. Play saxophone with me and Tim. I'll make it up to you.
All right. So you're a music student or drama student, or what's your deal over at Drake?
I'm a vocal music performance major.
All right.
Singing.
Okay, that's awesome. Why didn't you break out into song? Why didn't you do something? What possessed you to make these goofy, doofus faces and put stickers on your face? And have you watched your performance? And what do you rate it, 1 to 10?
To be completely honest, I got a little bored because Hillary was quite late, I'd like to say. Wasn't a very punctual performance on her.
No, but they wanted to wait. You understand how it works, Peter. They wanted to
wait until they could declare
victory.
They were waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly that's what was happening. if I had broken out into the song, I'd probably get kicked out right away. So That's why I didn't do that.
There was never a time during your reign up there, there was nobody from Secret Service or nobody from security, nobody came up to you and suggested you tone it down at all?
Or pointed at you and made that knife mark under their neck, like, yeah. Cut it out, kid.
No, I couldn't see anything because of the lights. Oh. I looked off to my right, and there was a TV about 40 feet away, so I knew that we were on. And I could kind of make out myself, but I couldn't, you know, see everything that I was doing. So I was like, hey, maybe if I mess around a little bit, one of my friends will notice.
Right.
And my phone was dead at the time. And then afterwards, I had a person from Snapchat want to interview. Yeah. So when I plugged my phone back in, I kind of was a bit surprised at what happened.
Would you have done it differently? Again, going back to the tape and watching yourself, because it's all over the place. You can't even avoid Peter Klink scales. Would you have done something differently, or are you happy with your performance?
I would have crossed my eyes further. Because
you would have done more.
I didn't because I crossed my eyes at one point, but it wasn't far enough. It could have been more comedic.
Peter, your mom and dad are still with us. Your parents are still alive?
Yes, they are.
Are they in hiding?
Right. Where would someone find them on a day like today?
Well, my mom actually works for the government.
Oh, my God. She's a proud lady today, I can tell you. Or not today. Tuesday.
Monday.
Yeah. No, my parents didn't care. I mean, generally, people that knew me kind of expected the goofy behavior.
Yeah.
And the only thing was, I can't believe it happened on TV.
Will you be in New Hampshire next week?
Funny that you ask that, because there's a little campaign right now to try and get me out there.
No.
But we'll see what happens.
All right. What is this going to do for your vocal career? See, I'm not mad at you. It seems like the majority of the people are on our station were bothered by this, and it's disrespectful. Did you have malice in your heart, or were you just being a goof trying to get noticed? You weren't really trying to slam Hillary, were you?
No, I wasn't trying to slam Hillary. I just saw that I was on TV, and it was just see if my friends would see me, and maybe we'd have a laugh later on. but I guess I did a bit much when it comes to just having my friends see me.
Is there a picture? I thought I saw a picture of you on the internet with Bernie Sanders from some previous date. Had you ever met Bernie Sanders before?
Actually, kind of the same story as the Hillary rally. I only went there because, you know, it's a presidential candidate, so I thought it'd be cool to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe get a picture with her, Bill, or whatever. And the same thing happened on the 4th of July. I was kind of on a whim with one of my friends. We just decided to go march with him in a nearby parade because, you know, the Des Moines area is a pretty hot spot for politics this year.
Right, right. You're like the Forrest Gump of our generation, Peter. You just happen to be wherever anybody important is.
Or Flat Stanley.
Right, right.
All right, Peter. I'm looking at your Twitter feed right now, and I got to tell you, this kid's a genius, because you are auctioning off or trying to sell the stickers that were on your face, looking for the $35,000 a year to pay for your tuition, since I'm sure your parents are going to pull their checkbook away from you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I pay for my own college.
Oh, good.
Oh, good for you.
but no, that was a joke. I don't plan on selling tickets or the stickers.
Why not? Somebody will buy them. There's some crazy person.
I mean, maybe if there's a crazy... If anyone's listening and you are insane and want to pay $35,000 for stickers, then yeah, go ahead. I encourage that. You can tweet at me. And we'll figure out a way, but I'm not sure anyone will make that decision.
All right, you're a vocal student at Drake.
Very vocal.
His name
extremely
is
vocal.
Peter Klink Scales. You're a freshman?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a great start over at Drake. What is your go-to song since you're a vocal student at karaoke night?
Ooh, what is my go-to karaoke? I like Truly by Lionel Richie. Oh, I love that song.
Why don't you sing a little for us? Let's check out your vocal ability.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Huh, you're put on the spot all of a sudden.
You got to realize Peter's a very shy guy, Wendy. Yeah. He's not just going to jump to the front of
that. Really, I'm really a shy guy. I don't like to get out there much.
Peter, when we started talking about you on Tuesday morning, somebody called up who had graduated from Drake University, and they said that they teach the kids there at Drake, you got to do whatever it takes to get yourself noticed and famous. Is that part of it? Is that what got you to where you are right now?
No, I've never heard that.
No?
And some of my professors were intrigued by what had happened, or just thought it was funny because they know me.
Right.
What about the ladies,
Peter? Are women, are girls lining up now to meet you, to get to talk to you because you're famous a little bit?
Oh, well, they were always lining up.
They always were. Okay. That hasn't changed at all. Good.
Well, let's hope. I mean, it's the weekend now.
Right. If you're ever going to take advantage of it, it's right now. Absolutely.
All right, so 15 minutes of fame. It's still going because someone's going to try and get you out to the New Hampshire.
To the primaries in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Also, we're looking at maybe being on a daytime talk show, so look out for that, I guess.
All right. Look for him on Ellen.
Ooh, let's hope for that one.
Wouldn't that be nice?
No, it's not.
No.
Okay.
And Donald Trump wants to build a wall around you. Did you know that?
yeah, I just talked to Donald yesterday.
He's furious.
Yeah.
All right, well,
oh, absolutely not.
Before we let you go, Peter Klink Scales, come on, sing with me, Truly. Come on. Can you hear it?
All right, I'll see you guys.
No, sing.
You're scaring him, Wendy. He's
Truly?
Shy.
Come on,
Peter's
Peter.
Very shy. You can't just press him into action like that. Peter,
right.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. It's Peter Klink Scales, everybody.
He would not sing.
The next vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. No.
The guy that just...
I know, he knows,
I'm sorry.
I know, it's ironic that a guy would do what he did to get attention, but then you put the ball in his court and he didn't want to play. It's ironic, isn't it?
Sure is.
It is.
Maybe he'll sing that one with me. Isn't it ironic?
All right, we will take a quick break, and then more show coming your way. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.